It is quite surprising how much difference an hour makes. At the time of recording, it is 6 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, November the 3rd, and therefore welcome to day 3 of Napod Pomo. I'm sat here in the studio with a double espresso shot of Cafe Pod Supercharger, and that's a bit of a slap in the face at 6 o'clock in the morning, I have to admit. I'm being a little bit quieter than normal, but that's because most of the house is still asleep. But I suppose the question you're asking is, why 6 o'clock in the morning? What's going on there? Well, basically, I'm working from home today. You'd think that working from home, I could be afforded a small luxury of a line. But actually, that is definitely not the case. The reason I'm working from home is because Caroline is spending the day in Manchester, and she's going to a conference, so she has to be out of the house in approximately 3/4 of an hour. So I need to make sure I'm out of her way so she can get ready, but then I need to get ready so that I can take the children to school. So hence being up at stupid o'clock this morning. Now, today, I'm not going to be talking for too long, actually. I was going to sort of carry on the conversation about coffee, because those people that know me will know I'm an absolute coffee fiend and somewhat a coffee snob, a title which I am quite happy to retain. However, something happened last night which I just want to cover off very briefly, because it was a bit of a lesson for me, but it was also quite amusing as well. I got trolled on Twitter. I deserved it and all that. But basically, I had the audacity to make a complaint about a company, something that happened yesterday morning. But I did it on Twitter, which, you know, I thought was the thing nowadays. You know, if you've got a problem with something that somebody in the public eye did, you go to Twitter or Facebook and basically call them out on it. Anyway, later on that evening, I kind of noticed a number of notifications on Twitter, some of which were calling me a grass. And I'm like, really? I'm a grass for calling out the conduct of a company employee, not the company I work for. And someone else called me a snitch. And I'm like, what is this, prison? So I kind of called out those that called me out on it. Anyway, what then followed was this huge, great vitriolic attack on me, which, I'm probably deserved, actually. It started to become a little bit personal, so I stopped at that point. I mean, I enjoy feeding trolls, I'll be honest, because I like winding them up. You get to a point where you think, well, actually, no, these people aren't going to stop. So you need to, you know, just gracefully walk away. But I got called a fairly unsavory word and got accused of some fairly unsavory practices. So I just stopped at that point. But I don't think that's ever happened to me before. It's an interesting situation to find yourself on the receiving end of a troll attack, and I think I did get a little bit angry towards the end of it, because it became irrational in my opinion. But then you kind of realise that's exactly what trolls do. They say things and do things basically to get a rise out of you. And it was exactly at that point that I decided I was going to walk away from it. But yes, the moral from that story that I'm taking away from it is, if you have a problem with something that somebody has done, don't call them out on Twitter, basically. It seemed the right thing to do at the time, purely because there was an incident a couple of months ago where I was nearly run off the road by a freight lorry, and I went directly to them. I sent them an email. I gave them some photographic proof of what happened and basically said, look, what are you going to do about this? This is not acceptable. To which they responded, yes, you're right, this is not acceptable. We shall look into this. And the investigation didn't really go anywhere. And I was like, you know, you're not going to investigate this, are you? So I've not done anything about it since because, but I don't know why. I probably should sort of pick it up and chase them on it. But I kind of realized that if you do things quietly, there's no real motivation for the company in question to do anything about it. But if you do things in public, there is the motivation to do something about it. So I figured that's what I was going to do. But I didn't realize that this grass snitch thing was a thing. And it has persuaded me that I will not be doing that again. Anyway, that's it. I'm going to shut up now because I need to make sure the wife is actually in the bathroom. I don't think she is. So I'm going to go upstairs and give her a kick in a minute. Anyway, so thank you very much indeed for listening. Sorry, it was a much shorter episode than yesterday's. So I've lost my notes. There they are. Right, so if you've got any questions you want to ask, then please drop me an email to napodpomo@thelovebug.org. Of course, you can also leave a comment on the place where you've listened to this episode, whether that's on Facebook, Audio Boom, or on the website itself. There's a little space in there you can put your comments in. You can follow my entire progress of this year's project over at thelovebug.org/pod. And of course, you can listen to and subscribe to all of the episodes that I have recorded over at audioboom/thelovebug. With thanks to Jeff Oster for his theme music, even. I will catch you tomorrow.